This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sections of the United States remained under a threat of severe weather. People in several Midwestern states were impacted by several tornadoes overnight Monday, killing one person and injuring more than 100 others. In the state of Ohio, Harrison Township Fire Chief Mark Lynch says first responders are still trying to account for everyone.
Searching building to building. We've already done a complete primary search since last night, and we're looking to do the secondary search right now. We're hoping to wind that up by the end of the day.
The National Weather Service said severe weather continued to threaten some 60 million Americans Tuesday afternoon from Texas to New York. As the stormy weather plagued the central U.S., several cities in the South have seen record-shattering high temperatures. A first-of-its-kind civil trial against drug maker Johnson & Johnson is underway here in the U.S. The state of Oklahoma is suing the company over its alleged role in the U.S. opioid epidemic. The lawsuit, which aims to hold opioid manufacturers responsible for the drug crisis gripping the country, could have a large impact on other states seeking similar compensation. In opening statements Tuesday, the Oklahoma State Attorney General Mike Hunter called the prescription opioid epidemic the worst man-made public health crisis in the history of his state and the country. The U.S. military said that a total of 6 American troops have been identified so far from 55 boxes of human remains that North Korea turned over last year. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed an agreement allowing for recovery of the remains of U.S. soldiers from the Korean War in the early 1950s. Military officials say about 5,300 American troops are believed lost in what is now North Korea. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The next U.S. presidential election is more than a year away, and President Trump already has his sights on a potential Democratic rival. Trump spoke about former Vice President Joe Biden during his recent trip to Japan. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
In Japan yesterday, the president sided with North Korea's assessment of Biden.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
Biden's campaign says it waited until today to respond out of respect for Memorial Day. Deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield says the president's attacks are beneath the dignity of the office, adding that to be on foreign soil on Memorial Day and side with a murderous dictator against a fellow American and a former vice president speaks for itself. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The founder of the Smithsonian Institution's newest museum, which focuses on African American history, will now lead the institution's entire system of museums and parks. The Smithsonian Board of Regents appointed Lonnie Bunch as its 14th secretary, becoming the museum's first African American leader in its 173-year history. Bunch will guide the world's largest museum, education, and research complex, overseeing a $1.5 billion annual budget that helps fund 19 museums, 9 research centers, and the National Zoo. He's expected to take that post in mid-June. A U.S. hiker who survived being lost in a dense forest in Hawaii for more than 2 weeks is speaking out for the first time how the ordeal forced her to decide if she wanted to stay alive.
It was a pivotal time in my life where I had to choose life. And I said, you know, this isn't just for me anymore. Obviously, you know, I come first, and I have a sole purpose of being here on Earth. But it was like my mom and my dad, and like every single step of the way, it was like, I choose life, I saw my dad. I choose life, I saw my sister. I choose life, I saw Benjamin, you know, and so on and so forth. Every single step was, I choose life.
Amanda Eller was spotted near a waterfall in deep vegetation and airlifted to safety. A leading Sudanese army general criticizing the 2-day strike called by protest leaders after talks between the military and demonstrators to decide the country's future ground to a halt. Protesters are pressing an army leaders, that is, to hand over power to a civilian-led authority following last month's overthrow of Sudan's longtime president, Omar al-Bashir. Protesters, who are represented by the Forces for Declaration of Freedom and Change, demand limited military representation on the sovereign council that would run the country during a 3-year transition period, but the ruling generals refuse to relinquish power. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.